Welcome to the Reckless Dice Podcast live play sessions. This is character creation for the Gathering Storm. Chris, you'll be running the Gathering Storm as our GM.
I will. And we're just getting ready. We're starting literally from scratch. We've just sort of made some decisions about how we're going to make these characters. So got Nate here helping pull stuff out of the binders. And
yeah, so we have to my left, we have Nate, who will be playing character X.
Hello.
Across from me, we have Chris playing the GM.
That's right.
To my right is
playing
Layla.
Everybody
playing,
else.
Playing character Y. And did I do the XY chromosome correctly?
No. I think
you, did I do it backwards?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
No, What?
And then I'm Jesse, and I'll be playing character Z.
There's a really easy way to remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does one of them have a Y? One of them has a jelly popper.
Well, one of them has a stick, and the other one has a B. And
a confluence. A junction.
You guys use your imagination.
Hey, that's very apropos for this adventure, isn't
petticoat
it?
Petticoat junction.
Anyway, so if it hasn't been clear already, this is a very casual, and I emphasize very casual, episode for us. We're going to be creating our characters. We have barely begun. It'll probably be a lot of tangents and goofing off, but we'll get in with the formal adventure in episode one.
Well done, basics?
No, there are a lot of basics.
There are. There's more of basic than anything else.
So to kick us off, I wrote down, we decided we'd do races randomly, and since there are six races in the game, did you just see what you rolled?
Yes.
So since there are six races in the game, we wrote one number for every race, and we're rolling a d6, and that's the race we're going to play. So Layla's already rolled. Would you roll?
Well, I'm not going to make her stick to it because she didn't know she was getting
it. We should roll twice and then do a combination of the race and class.
Oh.
That'd give us a little bit of... Roll two races and pick three classes, and then you can mix and match between the
three. That works.
You want to have two choices for race?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's still somewhat randomized.
Okay, so Layla, your first choice up to is ogre.
Awesome.
Though this does mean if you roll the same thing twice, you're stuck with it.
Yes.
Female
ogre. I like it.
So I get to roll again?
Yeah, so you can choose now between the ogre and a six. No, it's a four. An ogre and a wood elf.
Oh, okay. I will be the...
Well, you don't have to pick yet, and then you get your classes, right?
Right. So if you pull all kinds of classes that aren't wood elf compatible, you can say, oh, I choose to be a big, slovenly ogre.
I must say that me playing
that could be really entertaining. But I wanted to be...
You don't have to choose right now. You can wait a little bit. But,
okay.
Nate, why don't you go ahead first?
All right.
Well, that's okay, too.
Five.
A five gives you the option of being a dwarf or...
A three.
A high elf.
A dwarf
or
a high elf?
Polar opposites.
Wow. Okay, cool.
We have an elf band brewing. All right, and then myself, I have the option of a halfling... And a wood elf. Well, I could be a wood elf too, honey.
No,
ooh,
you could.
The elf brigade. Well, we did the
could
dwarf
we,
brigade.
Could we be a
wait,
wood
we
elf
could all,
couple?
We could all be wood elves. That would be the strangest Warhammer game ever.
Totally.
Because a high elf and two wood elves that rampage around on an adventure.
But we'd have so much party tension, though. Like,
is Chris,
we're trying
Chris
to
you're like sweating right now
that.
Going, how the heck am I going to do
two
it?
Two elves it's and an ogre.
So wildly incompatible with the adventure.
I'll just carry you guys around.
The fact that we already have no humans to begin with is already going to be a little bit of a stretch.
Well, you know, let's broaden our horizons and get into the elf elf world a little bit. Maybe that'll spur some content.
Chris, if you're comfortable trying it.
I can try it. I mean, definitely going to have to come up with ways to, like, motivate you other than what's in the story.
No, actually, the story works really well. Knowing the story a little bit ahead of time, that story probably works really well. And from the balance
for
of
him.
Nature, it probably works really well for us.
Yeah, that might work out, too. Yeah, it'll probably fly. So
okay.
If you want to go all Gelf,
certainly going to be different.
Yeah,
that's
going
to
sure.
be really. You know what? Frankly, having done so many scenarios already, I'm kind of excited to try some.
Yeah, I mean, we've done the dwarf thing, we've done the human thing, so let's do the elf thing.
All right, I have the Wood Elf Army book. We can read up on Wood Elves.
Me
can
and my backwoods can.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting because you'll totally have a thing with us. All
okay,
right.
But this means that at every session we need to hang up a poster of Legolas on the wall.
So, honey, just for reference, there's our homeland.
Athaloran.
Uh-huh, that's the Wood Elf homeland.
Yeah, does Legolas live there?
Yeah, he does, totally.
I'm going to expect nuts and berries as gaming snacks.
Granola.
So granola, dried cranberries.
Hey, guys, let's go for a hike.
If we're going to, like, set the tone, let's set it right.
And Chris, what are you doing right now?
I am currently shuffling the entire deck, the stack of Jesse's collected basic career cards. So I'm doing a nice little shuffle here. I'm going to shuffle it up one more time. I'm just going to mix and match, and then I'm going to condemn Nate to selecting our fate by cutting this deck.
And we're going to what? We're each going to draw three?
We're each going to draw three. We're going to go around the table like 1-1-1, 1-1-1, like that, and then everybody will have their three choices, and you will pick the one that we all want to play. But we did just have a little brief discussion before the recording started that with so much party tension in so many of our other games, that perhaps we will try and specifically construct this party to be cooperative in some way so that everybody can at least have the
basically,
party get along.
We're trying to mix it up on purpose. We don't want to do the same thing we've done every other game.
Well, right, except for now we just drew wood elves and high elves, and don't they have a thing?
No.
It'll just have to be a really liberal high elf. And
it'll be our job to convince him. Because obviously you and I will have
some... He wouldn't even be traveling with us, though. Like,
well, maybe that's how we... We'll have to figure that part out later.
Cut, sir?
That's for Chris to figure out, not for us.
All right, so this on top.
I'm actually kind of excited
for
this.
We can...
Here we go. So,
can I have a stag?
Two.
We could, like, tag team and play, like, tricks on him.
All the vicious frog.
Put granola in his, like, yogurt.
Where it belongs.
Did you say small but vicious frog? There we go.
Like, I'm sure high elves just eat yogurt like plain, and we'd be like putting granola in, and he'd be like, what is this?
So we throw out the...
If your race is not an applicable one, now remember, you do have two races, so you have to stay true to both of them as your options.
Well, I could be a dwarf, and I could be a dwarf.
I got one.
Is this an any, or is this a human only? Oh, this human
that's
or
a priest,
dwarf.
Right? That's a priest pass.
Yep,
so.
It is. So we're going to discard
this
one.
No, but can't high elves be priests? Or not on that one?
Not on this.
Okay.
It's human because I think that's just the way
that's
they
the
doled
human.
It out.
Two of my
they
three
didn't do
cards.
Any of the elvish religions ever.
Can a high elf be either of those?
No. Two of my three career cards are pushing me into dwarf.
We'll come back to that in a minute.
I drew one high elf, or a wood elf card.
Okay, and are the other two incompatible?
Right, they are incompatible because they're only human or dwarf.
Wait, hold on. Oh, for me?
But I don't mind this one.
Well, ogre actually can only be...
Man-eater,
I think, as a starting career. Isn't that right?
But nobody's an ogre.
Well, you have the option of being an ogre.
Oh, I don't want to be.
I think that's already tossed out the door.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't recall. Halflings can be anything a human can be?
I believe so.
Okay, so all of mine are doable. I have the messenger, a soldier, and a barber surgeon. I'm leaning towards messenger at the moment. Or soldier.
So you need at least one more. You need two... See if those help.
Pistolier is human?
Yeah, it's an Empire shooty guy.
Okay.
This one's applicable to
rat catcher. Human or dwarf? Alright, I am a dwarf.
Well, you're a dwarf?
I have three cards that are only compatible with dwarf.
The world has told you you are to be a dwarf.
I like
of some
it.
Form. Hey, if you do that, you actually get the small but vicious dog. You'd actually get to use your small but vicious dog card.
I'm going to go with this one.
Sophie could actually play.
I'm going to be a mystic.
Okay.
A mystic? Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, then, so should I be a messenger or a soldier?
Well, remember, let's like try and form our party in a way that it is...
I have agitator, thug, and rat catcher.
Well, I'm thinking already the dwarf is already an outcast in this scenario, so I'm less concerned what his relationship is to us as opposed to our relationship together.
I still want to make sure, though, that we don't have outward party tension, like so we can at least work with each other with modicum of reason to cooperate.
Thinking backstory or reasons to be together, messenger would be applicable with the mystic. Perhaps I'm delivering a message regarding the mystic to somebody. So that would give her and I a reason to be together. Or I'm a soldier and I'm protecting the mystic on her errand.
Well, you might want to think about soldier, otherwise we might have a little dearth of combat ability.
Well, I could be thug.
That's not too bad.
Well, I kind of like the idea of a wood elf soldier. To me is like the quintessential cool wood elf, so I'm down with that. I wouldn't mind being a butt kicker once too, because I rarely play somebody who goes in there and smashes things.
Mm-hmm. And having run this adventure completely through at least once, I could say that that wouldn't hurt to have at least one of those.
Okay.
Sigmar.
And I get to play with my bow.
There you go.
Well, I think... What are the career paths for a thug? Can I go into, like, thief?
It goes up to a lot of different things, actually.
Oh,
it goes up to all kinds of, like, criminal, like, smuggler and thief. And you know,
it's got the rogue.
It can chain into a lot of things.
I think I'm going for thug.
A dwarf thug. Actually, that might work. That might work out well with our ragtag bunch of crazy elves who are probably against the law anyway. We'll both be caught stealing food from the same place.
All right, so let's just go around one more time and give our final summation of what we've picked. So we have...
I am a wood elf mystic, and then this card says that upon entering this career, I have to choose charm or guile, so I'm going to go with charm.
Okay. Never seen that from you before.
What is the...
I'm not sure I could play guile.
Here's a character sheet for you if you like.
Thanks.
Let's see. How does that... So is that the way that your chosen skill becomes a career skill, the other skill is a non-career skill? So you're choosing charm is one of your career skills, so that's where it's right here. It says charm or guile.
Oh, okay.
Is that you?
Yeah.
So I am a wood elf, and I'm even writing in purple to be appropriate.
So Jesse, so we have
thank you.
Wood elf mystic, we have wood elf soldier, yes?
Yep.
And
a dwarven thug.
So I should get out the book and see what other special abilities we have here, because the wood elves have a few things that we're not generally aware of, because we never make wood elves. Is that player's guide, or is that a...
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That
it's
is a
right
big
up
stack.
The, yeah, it is.
Alright, so I'm going to read off any special abilities
jumbled.
You guys have. Let's see. Your wound threshold for when you get there... is for the dwarves is 10 plus your toughness. For the wood elves it's 8 plus your toughness.
Sorry, what is this?
This is your wound threshold when you, well, after we've allocated our characteristics.
Oh.
So keep that one in mind.
So remember, everybody's going to start off, just to kind of reiterate, everybody's going to start off with an allotment of points based on your race. So we don't have any humans, so nobody's going to get the 25, so I think all you guys are going to get 20 points.
I'll let you guys know what all those are in just a second here. High elves. Okay, here, dwarves.
Do you have one of these?
I can't print one out right now because my printer's not working too well, so no, I don't. But if you want one of these character sheets in the meantime...
I'll print one out, but write it up at home.
Okay. So the dwarves have the Children of Grugni ability, which is before investing any character creation points... You may train one of the following skills for free: discipline, resilience, or weapon skill. It's probably easier to do it on here and then transfer it over, isn't it? Okay, so you get one of those for free. And then let's also not forget that we each get 1 point into our characteristic, our primary characteristics before we begin as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a baseline...
Oh, I haven't gotten the baseline stats. So
right, you have baseline stats to begin with. Everybody's got a baseline, and then you're going to get points to spend.
Here they are. All right, so baseline stats for everybody. I'll start with a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Three strength, three toughness, two agility, two intelligence, two willpower, and two fellowship. And you have 20 points to spend.
Okay.
Wood elves are two strength, two toughness, three agility, two intelligence, three willpower, and two fellowship, and then you have 20 points to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So let me write that down too.
And the points you spend by buying up to the next level of stat, right?
Correct.
And you also spend them on a few other things, like how many talents, actions, skill points, and your starting wealth. So you're going to have points you need to save. Generally, you don't need to leave anything at zero. You can kind of spread them around and get at least a little boost in everything, even with only having 20. And I believe, if I'm right, Jesse, that your career boost happens after. Because if it happened now, for example, that would mean like for you might get it a strength of 4, but then if you wanted it to be a 5, you'd have to spend 5 points, as opposed to you spend 4 and then get the 5 for free.
So you get one stat in one of your primary characteristics?
Right, but okay. I believe that happens after.
I'm going to try and find that out while you guys piddle around with that stuff.
Do we have more than one book here? I didn't bring mine.
Actually, yeah, not the hardback, though. It's the other one.
Oh.
It'd be down there.
Got it. That's right. Because you've got the little grid also, then.
Mm-hmm. forget where to find that rule. You know, I mean, if we just want to go with it, doesn't not a huge deal. Let's just say we get it for free at the end.
I think so. Here, why don't I do this? That way you can make your character and I can sort of dole out the steps.
I am thinking that I want to be able to use my bow. So I will give myself an agility to make that.
As a first character, or first basic career, you can't have double trained, right?
No.
Correct. Can't be double trained, and you can't have a stat greater than 5.
Okay.
But that's pretty difficult to get up to 5 as a starting character, too.
So I forget how the spending works.
So your characteristics here, if you want to increase it to the next one up, like if it's a 2 and you want to make it a 3, it costs you 3 of your creation points.
Okay.
You have 20 available
skills
to you.
Skills and wealth.
Additionally, you can spend
Here's
points on training
and
your skills.
While we're finishing reading
which
this.
Are
this is
right,
the grid, and this
right
is
here?
The thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can spend
one
0, 1, 2,
one.
Or 3 on each of these categories.
And then you can also spend up to a few points on acquiring action cards and talents and wealth.
Okay.
So, let's see here.
So, if I wanted to go from 2 to 4, that's 7 total, because I spend 3 and then 4?
Correct.
Okay.
So, it brings us down to 13. Let's see, we got to get a little bit of strength, because what's an elf without a little bit of strength? God, elves don't have a lot of points.
No, you do this first. So, what you do right now is whatever your starting stats were based on your race...
You get the point.
Now take your career, and you get 1 point for each of your starting
first.
Stats
each?
Right now.
Okay.
So, wait, what?
So, here is your starting characteristics, your two primary characteristics
mm-hmm.
that drive your character type.
Mm-hmm.
So, you automatically get to boost each of those by 1.
Oh.
But that happens before you start spending points. That's like a freebie.
Oh, that's a freebie. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay.
That changes things a little bit.
Then, yeah.
And that is, it's on the page 34 there. It says determining your initial values and the starting career goes on before you start spending those points.
Cool.
Now, to buy up your stats, for those of you that don't remember or aren't familiar, you basically, in order to buy up a stat, you spend the number of points to get you to the next one. So, for example, if you have a 3 currently and you want to be a 4, you spend 4 of your starting 20 points to get there.
Mm-hmm.
No character can start with their any stat higher than 5.
Okay.
And so the skills that you purchase here are purchased off of your career. All
right. I have 2.
When you buy, like, so if you spent 1 point on skills, so you would get 2, you're going to basically train in 2 of the skills off your career sheet.
Okay.
All right. So I am an exceptional agility man. I have 5 agility.
Wow.
Making it happen. Me and my bow, we're going to make it happen.
It's not even going to be a challenge. You're just going to, like, do it.
I'm just going to, like, handstand. I'm going to walk on my hands the whole time.
But can you surf on a shield downstairs while shooting orcs?
I can do it while standing on 2 dwarves' heads going down a stream in a barrel.
You only have 1 dwarf head to work with in this game, though.
So I have 2 points left to spend, and I want to... what are my options for action cards and wealth?
So... You can spend 0, 1, 2, or 3 on all of these categories.
Mm-hmm.
So for wealth, for example, 0, you're broke, 1 is poor, 2 is comfortable, 3 is affluent.
So I want to go broke.
Okay,
I want to
that's
wealth.
A 0.
What were the other ones?
The next category you can spend points on is skills. Is that what you're asking, or are you asking the other categories?
Action cards or skills?
Skills. So
okay.
Skills, you can spend, same thing, it's always 0, 1, 2, or 3.
That's
0 gets you
right.
1 skill, so you don't have to spend anything to get a skill.
Darn it, I really want, you know what, I'm going to back off of one of my, I'm going to back off on my fellowship. I'm unlikable.
It's okay, because I'm really likable.
Oh, good. I'll be grumpy. Okay, so
grumpy.
I want to spend 1 point in actions, 1 point in talents, 1 point in skills, 2 points in skills, and 1 point in money.
1 point money will actually take you to poor, not
yep. Okay,
not
so
broke.
I'm poor, and I want 2 points in skills.
So
how many do I get?
2 in skills gets you 3 plus 1 specialization.
Okay, and then 1 in talents gives me
1.
1 and then 1 in skills gives me
or you mean actions?
Actions, thank
2.
You.
2.
2. Okay, cool. Thanks. Chris will help you.
I will help you in just a moment.
Okay.
We'll let Nate finish his up real quick, and then I will walk you through that slowly.
Okay.
I have to come up with a name?
I'm still putting Jesse's cards away for you.
So 8 So I have a toughness. Wound threshold is 8 plus our toughness. So that puts me at 11.
Oh, that's not very much. You're going to have to protect me.
What are you, 10?
Yeah, I'm at 10.
You have little serifs on your numbers. So pretty. All right, my current rank is what? Is it 1 or 0?
1.
1. All right, so I'm going to train some stuff. I have 3 skills and then 1 specialization, huh? Ballistic skill. Yeah, we're doing that.
So you can only get the skills listed on here for the first?
Correct.
For the stuff you're buying. But remember, wood elves also start with skills. Did you guys already get that?
Oh, we haven't done any of our special one because it's in the book. Yeah.
I'll get that for you in just a moment.
Yeah, let's wait on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you might already have a point in something and you can't train twice on the starting career.
Okay. I'll just wait then.
Man, I want to ride. Are we ever going to get to ride something? I hope that gets amplified for some reason. Let's see, we'll do that one. I'm going to specialize in bows.
How cliche. It's like a Sigmarite zealot or something.
God.
You know what, dude? If I'm going to be a wood elf, and then somebody's finally going to play a wood elf in this game, it's going to happen. We are going to wood elf it up. In fact, and we have 2 wood elves in our party, so it's even more dramatic. There's gonna be like
turn the Warhammer world on its ear.
Yeah, there's gonna be granola.
2.
There's gonna be stags and eagles and like fletching and stuff all over the place.
But I mean, maybe like
you're gonna wake up with extra hair and body odor, but you'll be smelling like lilies.
That's all my characters like MOs. All my characters have smelled delightful, except for maybe Helga. But she had like a
she had a womanly musk.
She did. I don't want to throw that for you right now, Sigmar. Leave me alone.
Sigmar, I'm going to step on your ball.
Oh. Our dog's name is Sigmar, for any confusion.
He is Sigmar. I mean, he is the re-embodiment of Warhammer Savior.
If Sigmar is dopey and totally just a goofball, then yes, that would be our dog.
Yeah. He's trying to pull it out from under my foot.
You good?
Tickles.
I'm good.
Okay.
All right,
let me back up for wood elves first.
Yeah, wood elf specialties here.
Wood gelfs. Let's see.
Wells.
Okay, so wood elves are Orion's favorite. Before investing any of your creation points, a wood elf may train one of the following skills: ballistic skill, nature lore, observation, or stealth.
I'm taking observation.
I'm going to take a nature lore.
And keep in mind, too, that if you already have any of these on your career, it might be a good opportunity to take one that isn't, because then you won't have an opportunity to train it later.
Yeah, good call.
Or maybe I want stealth.
Well, you're a mystic. I think nature lore sounds like right up your alley.
Yeah.
Is it already in there, though?
No.
No? Oh, perfect. Good. Gives you a good wood elf anchor. So you guys also get a couple other little special abilities. You might want to jot these down real quick so we don't forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you guys are rolling initiative, making an observation check, or a stealth check in woodland, you get an extra white dice. You already remember the dwarf white dice thing, right? Goblins, green skins. You get it whenever you're fighting, and every time somebody wounds you, you get a white dice for fighting them.
Mm-hmm.
You have forest walk, so you may basically ignore up to 2 black dice worth of penalties that come from woodland terrain effects.
Our movement penalties
and
woods.
And likewise, you may ignore up to 2 black dice worth of misfortune dice due to darkness or insufficient light.
Because we can see in the dark.
And so can Nate. So basically, I'm not going to even bother dealing out darkness penalties because it would be a waste of time. Okay, so you can always see just fine. And you already got your wound thresholds.
Yep.
For you guys, 8 plus toughness for you, and then your corruption thresholds.
I don't think this adventure hardly even has any corruption, does it?
Not unless I start throwing it at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you need it, though, it's 10 plus your toughness.
Okay.
And did you get both of those, Nate? Dwarf stuff? Dwarf? No, it's Reichlander. I went too far.
Yeah, so while
dwarf.
You guys are doing that, I'm
corruption threshold 10 plus toughness, and wound threshold is 10 plus toughness.
Got it.
While you guys are doing that next section, I'm going to start looking at my action cards.
And so for you, Layla, what has what you can spend your points on are these four categories, mm-hmm. okay? You may spend up to 0, 1, 2, or 3 points on each of the categories.
Okay.
For each category, what you spend, you then read across here to tell you what it's going to buy you. So, mm-hmm. for example, if you spend 1 point on wealth, you will be poor, and there's a listing over here for what you get as a poor character to start with, like how much money and what equipment. And then these determine like how many skills, talents, and or action cards you can take as a starting character.
Okay.
Always helpful, I think, to at least buy one talent to fill one of those two holes if you can afford the two, so you have both slots filled at the start. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Having a selection of action cards is always super helpful, so you're not just limited to basic actions.
Right.
Skills, you know, even just spending 1 point gets you two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go ahead and be poor. I'll spend 1 point.
Okay. How many points do you have left after buying your stats up?
8.
Okay. Ooh, that's a lot of points.
So, I mean, you could do 2 in everything and have a nice broad... You could be comfortable, 3+1 specializations and skills, 2 talents, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm always comfortable.
All right.
I think I'll try poor.
Okay.
So I get 2 skills and 2 action cards?
Well, it depends. If you want, you have 8 points, but you only spent 1 for that, right, to be poor?
Oh, well, I had 9 points, then I spent 1.
Oh, now you have
8. Now
yeah.
I have 8.
Yep, so then you can spend 2, 3, 3, however you want to work that out.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, got it. Okay. What do I like? I hardly ever use action cards. I'll buy 2 skills, so that's 4. Maybe I'll buy 3 skills. No, I'll buy 2 skills, 1 talent, and 1 action.
Remember, you've got 8 points. So 8 points, for 2 points, you get this, this, and this, and I'd only spend 6 of them, you'd mm-hmm. still have 2. So you can take 3. You can go full on 2 of these and spend 2 on another one.
Wait.
Or you can go buy another stat.
Did you spend 1 for to be
right,
poor?
I spent 1 to be poor, so I get these choices, right?
No.
Oh.
Because that only applies to this category.
Oh.
You spent 1 point on this column, so that one's gone.
Okay.
So now you have to spend up to 3 points on this column.
So now you have 7 more points to spend amongst those, right?
Oh, I see.
And you also still have the option of, like, that's still a 2.
Yeah.
So if you wanted, before you start buying any more of these, you could spend 3 more points and make that a 3.
Yeah.
And still only have 5 to spend on these.
Okay, I can do that.
Remember, because the stats drive your dice, right?
Right.
It's lame to be rolling 2 dice for anything.
Right, it is. Okay, so I have 5 left.
Okay, so 5 left. So now you could go 1, 1, 2, 2, or 2, 1, 2, however you want to do that to spend those last points.
I want more skills.
More skills. So let's go 2 on skills. So if you spend 2 on skills, you get 3 training plus a specialization.
Okay, let's do that. So that
and to clarify, the specialization gives you a
white dice.
White die.
On the applicable specialization.
Okay, so 3 skills. And I get to pick the skills,
the
or
yeah, out of your training.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Off
the black one is the actions and talents.
So you're
yeah.
basically gonna be almost, you're gonna be training almost all of your skills at this point then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which is good.
And the skills give you the yellow die, which
right.
is the best one.
Okay, so I'll train in observation for sure. I will train in magical sight is one of these.
Magical sight is an advanced skill,
fun.
So you're going to write it in over on one of these things over here.
Okay, I will definitely.
But because of the career, it allows you to buy that as part of your career. You don't have to like spend all the extra stuff to go get the advanced skill, but you still, when you get an advanced skill, though,
mm-hmm.
you don't actually like become
trained
in it. You just have it. So now you can roll on it where other people can't.
What's characteristic?
Characteristic, which stat does it use? So magical sight uses intelligence.
Oh, intelligence. Okay, and I have 1 more, I think.
Yep.
So I had to pick charm or guile. Does that count as one of my...
That means you have to decide for, like, forevermore which one of those is your career.
But does that count as one of the points I have to spend?
No, it's
okay.
available to you, so you could use experience later to buy it.
Yeah.
I
think I will...
Hold on. So I'm just looking at... The Mystic doesn't actually have any spell casting ability, right? Da, 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 da. Oh, they can perceive the winds of magic. You don't cast, but you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So the taking
it's
the magical
like, it's
sight
kind of
is
like
good.
The beginning of a hedge wizard.
Yep. So, you know, folklore is what you use to make all kinds of rules to like determine like, hey, what's socially normal here? What's going on? Like picking up rumors is folklore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's charm based, so if you're already like heavily...
I'll go with intuition.
Okay.
Okay.
So you got your three skills, now you're going to pick a specialization. So in one of the skills that you're trained in, you're going to pick a specialization. You're just going to write something that's generally applicable to one of those.
Okay.
I can give you some examples just to help.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find one of your stats that you took, or one of the skills you took. Where did they go? I put them before? That's helpful.
Since I never really got to use a bow in any of the games, I'm going to go crazy bow in this time.
Right. So you took magical sight, right?
Yeah.
So for example, they have specializations that include observing a specific wind of magic, identifying spells, locating auras, dark magic, or gauging the strength of an aura. Those are like examples of what a specialization would be.
And is an aura like the common sense meaning of the word, like somebody's general...
Not in the like hippie crystal sense. It's more like there's actually magic here.
Like the magic, everything in the Warhammer world, any magic... leaves like a residue behind after it's been used,
mm-hmm.
and that residue is invisible to most of the world, except if someone can use their magical sight to kind of like see the other realm and like see the
right.
remains of that. Like if somebody touched something or cast a spell in an area, this taint would be left over.
Right. Or a magical artifact like a stone that's actually enchanted. The rest of the world might just see it as a rock, but you could look at it and go, that thing's glowing. It's got magical abilities to it because you can see the magical world.
Or a wizard could otherwise hide themselves in a crowd.
Right.
But somebody with magic sense can be like, dude, you're gold. I can see you.
Would that be at all useful for this adventure? I don't know anything.
That's a fun skill to have, I think. A group that doesn't have any magic sense leaves a certain layer... out of the group.
Right, like you can't, that means that nobody in the group would be able to tell anything's magic.
Okay.
So it is a help. I mean, you can already do it. This is buying a specialization, right? So all this is doing is adding a white dice to your ability because you have magic sight.
Mm-hmm.
You can already see auras. It would just be, you're really good at it if you take the specialization.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you wanted to take something, is there something else you'd like to be really good at within one of your other skills? Like, was there one of them you want to like hone in on?
Like my intuition skill, yeah.
Intuition, there we go. Let's do
that. So you could choose like what, like reading women or reading men?
Yeah,
or...
intuition has some suggested specializations include detecting lies, estimating sums, like, you know, you're just looking at a pile of money, how much is there? Evaluation, so like, hey, I'm looking at this like fur, how much is it worth?
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy ripping me off? That
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Or gauging an opponent, which might allow me to say something like, hey, you know, if you call a strike out at his arm, maybe I'll give you a white dice because he's not wearing any armor there.
Oh, okay.
Like
I'll take that one. The gauging
the opponent.
Gauging the
opponent? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
You'll help me call my shots.
Yep. Shoot him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that gives me a white die?
Yes, whenever you use that skill for that purpose,
mm-hmm.
you get a white dice to the roll.
Okay.
Okay, so that was how many points you spent on your skills, but that left you...
with...
three left, right?
Three.
So we still got to buy your talents.
Uh-huh.
If you spend 1 point, you get one talent. If you spend 2 points, you get two.
You
have two talent slots.
You can only use two at a time anyway. So.
Oh, both of them are focuses?
Yep.
I never use them.
Why don't you start with one, then?
Yeah.
We'll ease into it.
Okay.
So spend one on talents.
Some talents give you a passive ability that just increase your character all the time, and other
mm-hmm.
ones are ones you have to actively use. So.
And then if you're going to spend 2 points on actions, you're going to get three action cards.
Okay, cool. I like that.
And we're gonna help Layla this game to use her action cards. Because that is like the meat and potatoes of like doing cool stuff in this game.
Well, yeah, here. So while you guys were doing that, I chose my talent and my two action cards to give you an idea of where my Archer Wood Elf quintessential dude is going, who is not going to be Legolas, because I don't want to be him.
Why not?
So for my talent, I chose Footwork, which is actually really neat. It's a tactic. Yeah, I didn't even know this one. You may spend You may spend one maneuver to gain +1 defense on your next turn, or +1 to your damage on your next attack.
I was using that all of last campaign.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So I'm looking for like if I'm an archer and I'm shooting, you know, that'd be a cool way to add extra damage or defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my I got one hand-to-hand ability and one ranged attack ability. So my hand-to-hand one is a very familiar one, Acrobatic Strike, which allows me to use my agility for my hand-to-hand attacks. Since my agility is 5, that's going to be great. And then for my other one, I chose Rapid Fire, which I wasn't familiar with either.
It's a good one.
So for those of you unfamiliar with Rapid Fire, it lets you keep attacking over and over and over again, but every time you add an additional purple die to the attack. And as long as you keep hitting, you can keep going.
So how are these organized?
And since I have a lot of agility, I plan on hitting a lot. So I think those will be really useful. Which ones are these?
So, like, what are these?
These are spells.
Oh.
So you don't need this one. Those are blessings. You don't need that one. You need the one that Nate has.
So, are you otherwise done?
I am otherwise done, except for I need poor. I need to know what poor gives me.
Oh, in terms of your actual resources?
Yeah.
Where did I just set the book? Okay, here we go.
And here's the cash, too, so I don't think there's much. Probably, like, 5 silver.
Well, I'll give this to all of y'all, then.
Is everybody poor?
Are we all poor?
Actually, I think I'm broke.
Oh, you always go broke.
Broke is actually a category, though. It has a listing of stuff that you get, so we'll go through all of those. So, broke. A broke character begins with play with the clothes on his back, probably old and tattered, a dagger or a quarterstaff, and 5 brass.
5 brass.
Woohoo!
There you go.
Poor. You start play with a set of durable, comfortable clothes and a cloth rucksack.
Mm-hmm.
You may choose to start with a dagger, quarterstaff, crossbow, or hand weapon.
Can I exchange a crossbow for a regular bow?
For a non-longbow, yes. You can take a
short bow. Is a longbow a separate...
Yeah, because the longbows are better, and they're expensive.
But I think a longbow is probably more equivalent to a crossbow, isn't it? Because a crossbow is better than a bow.
Yeah, but isn't there a heavy crossbow, too?
Not that I'm aware of.
Let's
check it out. I'd like to do a longbow just from a... I don't think a wood elf would be caught dead wearing it, holding anything else.
Let's see. Shooty stuff. Melee weapons. So we have crossbows... Auckland long rifles, repeater crossbows, short bows. A short bow's worth 20 silver. A crossbow itself is worth 60. What's the longbow? Longbow's worth 40. You can have a longbow.
Okay.
And you said one. Oh,
wait, so I'm sorry. Can you read me out? So you said 5 silver.
No, 50 silver.
Okay.
And then your choice is between your clothes and your rucksack, you have that, but you get to choose with either a dagger, quarterstaff, crossbow, or hand weapon. And we're going to let you swap that for longbow.
Can I have a dagger then as well? Because that's like the cost equivalent.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to take a quarterstaff.
Okay.
What's the damage on
Thumping
it?
Thumping stick.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here. So staff, quarterstaff, DR4, damage rating 4.
Mm-hmm.
Crit rating is 4, so hard to crit with. It's in the staff group, which I don't think matters. Let me just look here real quick.
It's defensive, I think.
But
it's... I don't think it matters for the group.
I'll just whack
it. It does have the defensive quality. So defensive quality, it adds an additional black dice to people that are attacking you. So it makes it easier for you to defend yourself. We're not worried about encumbrance unless things get crazy.
While you're there, can you read me off the dagger?
Dagger is DR4. CR3 and has the quality fast. Do you remember what that does?
Yeah, and then can you
one
give me
less recharge token?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you give me the longbow?
And the longbow is a 5 damage rating, crit rating 3, has pierce 1, 2-handed, and has a special characteristic. What's the special?
Sigmar, leave me alone. With it. We need to teach him some stop word.
The special is that you may fire the longbow at extreme range by adding an extra purple.
Okay. And then the cloth on our backs, so that gives us a soak 1 or defense 1 cloth armor.
Cloth. Went the wrong way. Cloth gives you defense 0, soak 1.
Sweet. And then you said 50 silver, so I'll distribute 50 silver to Layla and myself.
And the other thing that we now need to do, I mean, assuming everybody's done, I know you still have to buy cards, things like that. However, this adventure is not a starting adventure. So when you're all done, you also all begin play with 6 experience to go spend.
Oh, okay.
To get you partway into your starting career. So you can do that later. We don't have to do that necessarily now, but maybe we can recap on our
so that we can start proper.
Okay. So you got 6 experience to spend towards advancing your
first
career.
While you guys work on that, I'll get the money ready.
And you can go ahead and keep doing your thing. Do you have the cards? No, now you do. There you go.
What was the exchange rate for the silver again? For brass, 25?
Yes. Make me look it up again. But I don't think that's correct. Conversion, yeah, 1 gold, 100 silver, 1 silver, 25 brass.
Can I
what do these numbers mean?
That's how after you use the ability, that's how many turns you have to wait before you can use it again.
It's interesting.
Peter,
there's no card in here. Oh, maybe that's one of the ones you guys actually took.
Probably. I pulled out our curve cards.
Yeah, there, that would do it then.
6 XP?
6 XP. The suggestion is that the player should have completed a couple of adventures, is all it says. It doesn't give a specific, so I'm going to assume a couple of three-night adventures ought to do the trick, so. I just know you shouldn't be, like, right out the gate.
Hmm. But we're really good at going in underprepared.
What's the difference between improved dodge and advanced dodge, and do you have to have one before the
Well,
other?
You do have dodge to begin with. Everybody starts with the basic set of skills, right, which would be these. However, you don't get dodge if you don't already qualify for it. So the basic qualifications for dodge are...
I went with strength 5, I think. Plus 1 damage.
You have to have at least agility 3 and not be encumbered. Do you have agility 3?
I have agility 3.
Okay, so then you do have dodge. If you happen to have coordination trained...
Which
do you have coordination trained? Then you would have gotten... Basically, your dodge would give 2 black instead of 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then that card should have something at the in the, like, kind of the band right below the picture that would have prerequisites.
Oh, I see. Oh.
So if you don't qualify for the prerequisites, you may not take said card.
Lame. Honey, I think you should have this card.
Which one? What is
it? Shoot first, ask questions never.
Ask questions never. What does it do?
It's a ballistic skill,
uh-huh.
Mastery, loaded pistol or crossbow pistol, close at hand. Is that what you have?
No, but keep going. It's interesting.
Or wielding a bow.
I have that.
You make this shot in response to rolling for initiative at the start of a combat encounter. So it's just you hit target for certain amounts of damage.
So basically you get to attack when I say roll initiative.
Yeah.
You just get to attack.
That's funny.
Prudence could have used that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow down. Bang, 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 bang.
You'll never live that one down, I don't
Hello,
know.
Thud. Oh.
Hey, I'm trying to help you. Have a sword to your throat.
And McTavish, get off the ground.
All right, so that's all the money. Honey. You got the money, honey. I'm got something, 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 something.
Who sings that song?
Insert lyrics here. Let's keep it that way.
Exactly.
Don't make me start singing like Pinball Wizard or something.
Go Jukebox Hero, man. Do it. So you got to make sure that you're building towards that.
Yeah, I was thinking about going towards a Weight Watcher. I guess that makes sense, wouldn't it?
Even though it's another basic, you can still cross over into it.
Well, I think all the Wood Elf ones are basic, so
pretty
it doesn't
much.
Really matter.
It's not like you're going to go off and become a War Dancer.
War Dancer, please. Layla can become a War Dancer.
What's a War Dancer?
They're graceful melee Wood Elves that make killing things into a dance, a ballet. So they leap to and fro while slicing your enemies.
Mm.
So we also need to get some tokens out here for us, too. So maybe you need... Oh, wait.
Dwarf thug.
You need dwarf and we need wood elves. That should be easy.
And you're also going to need to get out your stance pieces if you care to track such things. I'll leave that up to you guys.
Wood elves, high elves, dwarves, halflings, and ogres. Here we go. Here you go, buddy. So you said we have some 6 experience points here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Maybe I'll get shoot first and ask questions later. I want that one. Where was that?
Oh, here.
since I get to get some actions and stuff anyway. Thanks, love. Mm-hmm. I will buy a wound threshold. Let's see, that brings me up to 12. Let's see, what else? What am I allowed to buy here? I can buy some talent, some fortune. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously I need some fortune in my agility. Over here.
What does weapon skill special mean?
Let me see. The special is this part here. It's referring to this extra little comment. So it's going to use the weapon skill versus the target's defense, but the special says this attack can use either strength or agility, which is an option. So most attacks always use strength for a melee. So that one's telling you it's got a special that you can choose a different stat.
Okay. I
forget
about it. I get
Now, you definitely have, I believe with your mystic and your intuition and things, you might want to look at the support actions, which are the ones with the little flag up in the corner instead of a sword. These are all melee, attacky type actions. So if you go to the part where you've got like the little flags up here, you can probably find some actions that actually use in this black bar that use intuition as the stat.
Okay.
And that way you can key things off of what you're good at and succeed at them.
Mm-hmm.
Skullduggery is like thievery, right?
That's the physical act of thieving, like picking locks and sneaking and all that kind of stuff, whereas the guile is lying and, you know, misleading people, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm going to learn myself some ride so I can ride the awesome elk that I get one day.
Did you say elk?
Yeah, it's going to be an elk. Or perhaps a falcon of some sort, a giant one.
I'm totally giving you an emu.
I mean, I'll go around in a chocobo or something.
There you go.
Fine.
Gold emu.
Let's see. Talent.
Yeah.
I'll get one more wound. I'm going to be the one that's smashing things here. So. Actually, I have a feeling, Nate, you're going to be helping smash too, won't you?
Strength 5, toughness 5.
Yeah, you are.
We don't know anything about your character, Nate. What do you got going on?
I am trying to craft an underhanded, dirty dwarf.
Oh. What that goes against, like, everything that dwarves are.
It's a different dwarf.
It's hilarious, though, because my...
Well, the dwarves who have been ostracized from their keeps for some reason tend to kind of get acclimated into human culture and can...
The other game I'm running ended up with three dwarves in it, one of which was like a merchant, and then I ended up with a grave robber and a smuggler. So what we ended up doing is making it so that the merchant is like the... kind of like the Thieves Guild master that runs the fake front business while he's got all these other seedy dwarf underlings below.
Interesting.
Awesome.
That's very interesting. Alright, well, we don't need this anymore. Alright, I think I'm good. So I spent my experience. I bought an action card, a talent, which I haven't looked up yet. I bought myself a skill, a ride. And instead of writing down ride, I accidentally wrote down elk. I mean, obviously that's
what was on your mind.
That's what was on my mind. Ride. I bought an extra two wounds and a fortune point for...
Because it has come up so often, I will mention that the ride skill is also the drive skill in this game. So it works for things like
Please,
if you
like
want to...
like a wood elf's ever going to get in a
ride
coach.
The wagon, or driving a wagon, or boat. All those kinds of things.
What about driving an eagle? How does that work?
I don't know. I don't think you're going to get an eagle.
Go big.
Pretty sure.
Can I have a forest griffin?
I'm looking into the future, and I'm not seeing eagle.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you need the ride skill in order to ride a tree man.
No, you just sit on his shoulder and go to sleep while he tells horrible, horrible poetry.
Have you seen the new tree man model?
Yeah,
workshop?
All three of them.
That thing's pretty beefy, man. That's crazy looking.
The only thing I didn't care for about it is that I'm sure it's like the resiny, plasticky thing, and a lot of those little branchy things sticking off of him look really thin.
Actually, no, it's a plastic model.
that's even worse, though.
No, their new plastics are super tough.
But still, that's just one of those, somebody goes, ugh! All your little branches go...
Maybe. I mean, the ever since they turned to whatever that material is for their dark gray plastics,
yeah,
they're super durable. Man, I've been impressed with them. So I assume it's that. Like, I remember back in the day, like, slamming my hand down. I actually stabbed myself in the hand with one of the goblin spears from, like, 5th edition.
Yes.
And that sucked. A lot.
Almost done putting all your cards away.
Well, let's start, since we're kind of getting into some of the minutia now, let's start talking backstories.
I'm not sure I'm ready for backstories yet.
Yeah, where are we located?
Well, I will help to set the tone for that. So, where is the river there? Further down.
It's somewhere in here. It's actually here. I put the town on here because I remember it was part of the adventure.
Do you want palette cards?
Yeah, please. Stormdorf is right here, so...
So you're starting actually south of it. Because you're starting, I believe, in whatever the major city is.
Okay, I just have one quick one to do. We get a reputation here.
So we're going to be heading to Stormdorf, but it because this was sort of one of the adventures that Fantasy Flight had intended to anchor the line towards the beginning, it fed off of a couple of the other early adventures, so it assumed you would be starting down there in the
Blackfire Pass.
That same starting city, plus giving access to that same Karak Asgraz, or whatever it was for the dwarves. Mm-hmm. So that would have been like the kind of starting base home for the base campaign. So that's your starting city where you're going to sort of pick up the information that will lead you north to Stormdorf.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll be kind of like a... I don't know. Why am I not in the clan?
Yeah, I mean, that's something to ponder. Are you away from the clan because of some dishonor that you did and were kicked out? Was your clan wiped out and you just had nowhere else to go? Like, maybe just your family. Not necessarily the whole Karak, but just your family's holdings there.
Yeah.
I'm fearless. Mm.
I have force.
You know, I think I was just... I got into trouble too much, and instead of being exiled, I kind of, like, left to avoid punishment.
Okay.
I have some interesting action cards.
Oh, here. You can choose your elf character.
And have been living in the human lands for far too long.
Okay.
Here's all the elves. There's not very many of them. So if you see a neat one, let me know. Otherwise, a lot of the human ones may also kind of look... She's going for the war dancer. She'll be a war dancer one day. It's gonna happen. She doesn't know it yet, but she'll be there. I guess I have to be
changes
this guy.
Changes are coming. Okay. All of your career cards are put away.
Thank you, dude. Alright, so we got tokens. I think, Nate, you still need a dwarf guy, right? Or did
yes,
you pick one?
I need one. Oh, no, I haven't looked at there yet.
Okay, here you go. When you're ready. Otherwise, I think we're getting close. I'm sorry, I didn't really hear everything you were just saying about Karak Asgaraz.
So, again, what I was saying is that the campaign is assumed to have, like, sort of fed off of Fantasy Flight's starter kit for this game, right? So
yeah.
They kind of put it feeding off of the first two adventures, the one that was in the basic book, the first one that was published. They had kind of led up to assuming this was your next step along the way, right?
Right.
So you kind of all start in that same geography. Let me just look at your map here again real quick.
It's right here.
So what was the next town down towards the mountains? This one. I can't read what that is.
Let me see.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's Hugeldahl. But that one we already
not
know.
That
is
one.
Kind of, Ubersreich is the main
one. Ubersreich. That's the one I'm trying to think of. So you guys are supposed to start this from Ubersreich and we'll travel upriver to Stormdorf. So
yeah.
As we begin, as we open next time we meet,
we're on the road.
We'll be in Ubersreich and we'll have to get you guys introduced somehow, figure out a reason to maybe move you north. But
maybe do a little shopping.
Yes, spend some of that coin you've got burning a hole in your pouches.
What
you know,
coin?
All five of your brass.
I mean, I'd like to buy
an apple. Welcome
I'd like
to
buy some
life.
Armor. I mean, some armor would make me feel a little better. Some like nice leather.
Sure.
What do you call it? When it's all like patent leather? When it's all shiny? Patent?
Oh. Patent leather, yes.
Patent leather, yeah. Maybe we'll get some patent.
I don't know if that's
armor.
Got a whole lot of defensive value.
pretty.
It might be silver studded.
And then I'm gonna have to probably give you both a little special background starter because there's gonna be something that's gonna drive you to these human lands so far away from Athaloran. So
and I think in the meantime we'll read up on what elves are all about because I have a good sense of it, but I often forget it because I don't use it very often. Mm-hmm. So I'd like a refresher, and I think Lana probably.
And the strength of it is that Warhammer plays to stereotypes, right? So if you have a general sense of what a wood elf is, then you're probably on the right track, and then you can pick up some of the special Warhammer permutations. And
I want to be the blonde. Mystical elf from Lord of the Rings. She's a wood elf, right?
Galadriel?
Yeah, the blonde one by Kate.
Blanchett.
Yeah, Blanchett. Her. Yeah, she's delightful.
Yes. Also, like the elf queen. I don't know that your starting character is quite queen.
We'll get there.
It's an aspiration.
Mm-hmm. They'll fly you to your throne on his eagle.
On my tree man eagle.
Yeah.
I thought you were getting an elk.
I mean, at this point, I'm like smashing them all together, where it's like made out of wood, but it flies, but has horns.
Do you guys keep a Deus Ex Machina moth on you at all times?
I need a flying moth. Yeah.
I have to escape this horrible situation. Go, moth, go!
All right, I think, are we otherwise good with character creation?
I think we're largely there. If you guys have little bits, you know, an action card here or there, we can, you know, do that as we pick up.
We'll pick up the rest after the recording.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then with that, we'll sign off and catch you guys with the Gathering Storm.
All right.
Woo.